Sun flashed amaze sat amid the pines and shrubs on a neighbouring hillside, invisible to the foxes as he watched the scene below. Rain dripped from the edges of an old green cloak draped over his head. The warrior looked up now and then, searching the skies for the familiar figure of Scarlet to break through the drab curtain of drizzle, and then rested his chin on his mace handle. Over the seasons, he had shaped it into a weapon that would last throughout his life. The handle had a tight binding of whipcord, which formed a loop to go over his paw, and the rest of the club had been fire-hardened, oiled and polished. Several arrowheads and spear tips were half buried in the wide, rounded head of the mace. Only Sunflash had the skill and strength to wield such a formidable weapon. Scarlet had seen the foxes too. He landed out of the sight and crept silently up until he was at Sunflash's side.
"Friend Scarlet, what news of Swart Sixclaw?"
said the badger, keeping his eye on the foxes below. The kestrel edged under Sunflash's cloak, out of the rain.
"Gone east. Three sunrises back. Mayhap we were thinning his ranks too fine for him to follow us safely."
Sunflash never once moved his eyes from the foxes.
"I think you're right. But he'll be after us again some day, a little older, angrier, and with a lot more help. His ruined Sixclaw won't let him forget us. Maybe we'll wait here for him."
The kestrel's keen eyes began watching the foxes closely.
"They look like they're all one brood. What are they up to?"
Sunflash pointed a huge paw at the cave entrance.
"I think they've got some likely victims bottled up in there. I was waiting on your return. The foxes are just bullies. I would not feel justified in slaying them, but they must be taught a lesson. If they see me, they'll be frightened off. Would you go down and speak to those foxes for me, my friend?"
The young vixen and her brothers were running out of patience, and they began hurling stones through the cave entrance and shouting,
"Get out here, you stupid beasts!"
"I'll count to 10, and then we're coming in after you. 1.
Scarlet fluttered to earth between the cave and the foxes.
"Gree! You must go from here."
The old fox did not appear at all disturbed.
"Who are you, bird? What do you want?"
he said indignantly. The kestrel treated him with lofty disdain.
"Who are you? I am matters not. I was sent here to tell you to go quickly and stop persecuting whoever lives in yonder cave."
The hulking son and his vixen mother came dashing round from the rear entrance, and the former picked up a stone and made to hurl it at the kestrel. Scarlet spread his wings wide.
"Throw that stone and you will not see nightfall."
"The bird's bluffing,"
the vixen snarled nastily.
"There's only him. Come on, rush him!"